Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 32 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The Doge deadline has come and gone. A new post on X from Elon Musk Monday night telling federal workers to send that email listing their accomplishments last week or face termination. The deadline was midnight Eastern, and that's passed.
Some Republicans on Capitol Hill expressing concern. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski writing on social media, if Elon Musk truly wants to understand what federal workers accomplished over the past week, he should get to know each department and agency and learn about the jobs he's trying to cut.
ABC's Mary Bruce. After holding talks at the White House, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron say there is a path to peace in Ukraine. Paris was among the cities Monday night marking 3 years since Russia's invasion, lighting up the Eiffel Tower in the colors of Ukraine's flag. Crowd gathering to pray the rosary outside the Vatican for Pope Francis, who remains in critical condition but has shown slight improvement. He's still receiving oxygen while battling pneumonia and mild kidney failure. This is ABC News. Iran is a big concern in the Middle East, and Saudi Arabia has been a great partner in the region. That from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth Monday during a meeting with his Saudi counterpart, Prince Khalid bin Salman, at the Pentagon.
We've got tremendous opportunities to pursue security and stability in the Middle East, combat terrorism, and increase mutual prosperity.
More than 100 corrections officers are on strike at New York State's Coxsackie Correctional Facility. Corrections officers have been striking or picketing at about 30 prisons across the state in the past week, calling for better pay, heightened security, and a reversal of limits on solitary confinement.
No one has ever seen the amount of violence and disregard for the safety of the officers, not to mention the fact that staffing is at an all-time low.
That's retired corrections officer Ed Ventry. He says workers face deteriorating conditions. The strike's not authorized by the Corrections Officers Union. The governor, Kathy Hochul, announcing legal action. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 46 degrees with sunshine to partly cloudy and mild conditions. Tonight, cloudy, scattered light rain likely around midnight and after, and a low of 33. Scattered light showers ending by late morning Wednesday, a high of 45. 42 Thursday with a small chance of flurries and sprinkles, and Friday, 54 with a passing sprinkle possible. Saturday, partly sunny and much cooler, a high of 33. Currently at WRCO's studios. The air is calm following a midnight reading of 40. We've hit a low of 32. It's been a little bit of rain, a light rain last night to the tune of 1/100th of an inch, and a trace of precipitation this morning. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Tuesday, February 25th.
Oh, say can you see so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Is my plea.
Just a closer walk.
Daily walking close to thee. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, walk with
just
thee.
A closer walk. Just a closer walk.
Granted,
just a closer walk.
Granted, Jesus is my
just
plea.
A closer walk. Just a closer walk.
Daily
just a closer walk.
Walking
just a closer walk.
Close to
just
thee.
A closer walk with thee.
Let it be.
Just a closer walk.
Dear Lord, let it be.
Just a closer walk with thee.
We start the day in a positive way, just a closer walk with thee. That was Patsy Cline. And before that, Sandy Patty did the honors for our national anthem. Good morning, kids. It's Tuesday, February 25th. Whether you're ready or not, it's time to face the day and get going. A little bit of light rain last night, a little bit of light rain this morning. And so there could be a few slippery spots depending on where you're at. 31 now is the reading, and that is so far the overnight low. And we pick on him when he swings and misses, but Tony Schumacher got it right on the head yesterday. It predicted 53, and that's where we landed yesterday with a little bit of rain last night and some along the way today. Just a little bit of light stuff on the windows today as you head out and about. Well, let's start those chores and get it going today. Get the milkers down and get everything ready. And here we go. This is B.J. Thomas.
I Well, you woke me from a dream about you, just to say that you were leaving. I'm sleepy, but I thought that you said our love that will last forever is ended. Well, before you walk out of my life, would you be especially quiet? And don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about it, darling. Don't you let my heart hear your footsteps walking out the door of my hopes and dreams. And don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about it, darling. Finds out. Well, I see you writing something down and leaving it on the dresser. The tears in your eyes look a lot like mine, but I guess it's all for the better. Well, before we say our last goodbye, baby, won't you hold me just one more time? And don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about it, darling. Don't you let my heart hear your footsteps walking out the door of my hopes and dreams. And don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about it, darling. Before my heart finds out.
Gene Cotton on WRCO Radio and Before My Heart Finds Out. 5:14 the time from one of our morning travelers. They're letting us know that it's a little slippery on the ridges today, which I'm not surprised. Some rain last night and a little bit of a falling temperature. Again, we're at 31 right now, so don't let that surprise you or fool you today after, and it's easy to do that. You're thinking, oh, okay, it's warm, you know, no problems. 53 yesterday, but and then, of course, we had the thawing factor, too, where some roads, maybe some water came across the roads or a little slush or whatever, and where it's cooled down, there could be some slippery spots. So allow a little extra time today if you can. You know the drill. We're not out of the winter problems yet. Not quite, anyway. Coming up, a jack of sports scores. Lots of boys' basketball games played last night. Here's Ernest Tubb and the Texas Troubadours on the Light in the Mail Cow Show.
I'm just driftwood on the river floating down the tide. I don't care where this old river carries me. I keep drifting just because my heart is broken inside. And I'm tired of wishing for what cannot be. But it's always good luck, pal, we've got to say goodbye. I must wander on to keep my rendezvous. Though I drift through town and city, I can never stay. For I find no place to call my home, sweet home. I don't ask for help or pity, I just go my way. All I'm praying for is peace to dream alone. Deep blue sea may help me to forget someone. Yes, the careless one who has forgotten me. In my heart, I don't feel bitter over what has been. I feel sorry for the one I must forget. And instead of being someone with the world to win, I'm just driftwood on the river of regret.
Hello there, top of the morning from WRCO Radio. A reminder, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country, Richland County office, offers the Richland Center Caregiver Support Group at the Woodman Senior Center, coming up on Tuesday mornings, every fourth Tuesday of the month, from 10:30 until 11:30. The group offers a chance to connect with local experts, family members, and care partners who may be experiencing similar circumstances. You can find out more at ADRC at 608-647-4616, or Pam, the Dementia Care Specialist, at 608-548-3954.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
It is 5:20, time for an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Highland Boys basketball team won its 20th game of the season last night, 89-55 over Riverdale. The Chieftains were up at halftime 34-30 and 40-34 early in the half, second half, before Highland came back for the win. It was Darlington over River Valley, 77-50, a victory for Fenimore over Waseca Steuben, 63-36. Seneca beat Pecatonica, 86-40. Royal over Hillsborough, 52-29. Dodgeville, 75. And Cuba City, 67. It was a win for La Crosse Logan over Prairie du Chien, 71-53. Lancaster beat Iowa Grant, 83-63. And Westby over Kickapoo, 52-45. Viroqua beat DeSoto, 57-52. Among the boys' basketball scores. Veteran outfielder Mark Canha has signed a minor league contract with the Brewers that includes the invitation to Major League Camp. The move announced Monday continues the two-time defending National League Central champions' attempts to boost their depth after outfielder Blake Perkins fractured his right shin during batting practice. The Brewers get ready for more action today in the minor leagues against some of their minor league foes today. Yesterday, they lost to Seattle 12-8 in an interleague game. There were several games in Arizona postponed yesterday because of wet weather. St. Louis 7-4 over the Mets. Also, the Cubs got the win against San Diego 10-5. Cincinnati 8 and the Dodgers 1. Colorado 2 and San Francisco 2. From college basketball last night, Michigan got the win in a low-scoring game over Nebraska, 49-46. And from the NBA, Denver 125, Indiana 116, Chicago 142, Philadelphia 110. Detroit beat the Clippers 106-97. Washington 107, Brooklyn 99. Atlanta got the win against Miami 98-86. In overtime, Minnesota 131, Oklahoma City 128. Portland 114, Utah 112, and Sacramento 130, and Charlotte 88 in the NBA.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
All right, well, it's time to really get serious about the day, the aerobic polka. Here we go.
Go the Jim Busta Band and the Lapland Polka right there. Good for what ails you on the old Light in the Milk House show. Be careful, there could be a few slippery spots out there today after some light precipitation overnight. We're at 30 degrees in Richland Center. Looks like the train is on time.
Engine number 9 coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? Old brown suitcase that she carried, I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest.
understand. I'm a little upset, yes, tell me, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers, don't speak to strangers. Did by chance she find a romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wish that it was me instead of he that stands beside her.
Light in the Milk House Show. Good luck driving there today. It could be some slippery spots, especially in the higher elevations. Be careful. We're at 30 degrees in Richland Center. There are no delays or cancellations in the area schools today, so be aware of that. If we do need to pass along anything in terms of late buses or whatever, we'll be on with that right away. You can count on us on a Tuesday, February 25th.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
A right to repair bill and an HPAI plan is coming. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says the USDA will unveil the department's plans to address highly pathogenic avian influenza this week. She tells Brownfield it will be a multi-pronged approach.
It looks to include more biosecurity, greater aid to our farmers, looking at ways that we could perhaps even prevent depopulating entire flocks, still considering the vaccine, although likely not required.
She says the administration is working alongside state ag officials and farmers to provide a long-term fix.
A lot of them don't think they should be having to depopulate their entire flocks in the states that are hardest hit, like Iowa and Ohio and other states around the country. And so working alongside those farmers to build smart perimeters to ensure we're containing the virus, but at the same time, approaching this perhaps in a little bit of a different way.
Rollins says the announcement can be expected around midweek. A Wisconsin senator has proposed new legislation that would give farmers the right to repair their equipment. Onalaska Democrat Brad Paff says farmers who purchase tractors and combines are prohibited from making repairs or having local shops do the work.
Instead, you have to go to a licensed service dealer that the equipment manufacturer recommends or, quite frankly, they own.
Paff is looking for co-sponsors to the bill, which he calls a common-sense piece of legislation that deserves bipartisan support. Previous Wisconsin right to repair bills have died in committee. The senior vice president of regulatory affairs at Growth Energy says EPA's decision to allow year-round E15 in 8 Midwestern states is supportive for U.S. biofuels. Chris Bliley says more certainty is needed for fuel retailers to sell E15 in all states throughout the year. Congress could decide that this spring.
Congress is going to have to deal with funding yet again on March 14th, and then there's discussion on reconciliation as well.
The EPA says they're still considering issuing emergency fuel waivers to allow year-round E15 in absence of congressional action ahead of the summer driving season. U.S. egg production fell in January. USDA says nearly 9 billion eggs were produced last month. That's down 4% on the year, with a 4% decline in the number of layers and a slight decrease in average production per 100 layers. That smaller number of laying hens is mostly impacting table egg production and is at least partially because of depopulation caused by the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza. There are signs of a potential rebound in production. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
A slow Monday for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet Monday. Show lists this week are lower across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, compared to 2 weeks ago, feeder steers were steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers were mostly steady to $2 higher. Steer calves were $3 to $8 higher. Stocker steers were $10 to $15 higher, and stocker heifers and heifer calves were $10 to $20 higher. The USDA says there was a higher undertone noted for cattle suitable for grass. Demand was very good, and quality ranged from average to attractive. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $309 to $332. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 651 to 697 pounds, brought $256 to $283. Box beef closed higher on solid demand for light off ranks. Choice up $2.96 at $313.73. Select closed $1.41 higher at $303.97. Estimated cattle slaughter was 95,000 head, even on the weekend, down more than 26,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a very light negotiated run. Packers started the week less aggressive in their procurement efforts and weren't bidding up to move numbers. Demand for U.S. pork globally has been pretty strong, and that's helping provide support to the market. But there are lingering concerns about trade disruptions because of tariff threats. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.48 with a weighted average of $88.60. The Iowa Minnesota closed $2.74 lower with a weighted average of $87.66. The Western Corn Belt was down $2.71 with a weighted average of $87.66. Pork values ended the day higher, up $1.36 at $98.43. There was strength across the board for most of the primals. However, ribs and hams were lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. That's even on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher following the lower than expected placements in last week's on feed report from the USDA. Feeders had additional support from the lower move in corn. And lean hog futures ended the day lower amid long-term demand concerns. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Harchi Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Harchi Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $2 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower with the recent improvements in weather in South America. March beans were down 10.5 at 10.29. May was 9.75 lower at 10.47.5. March corn was down 8.75 at 4.82.5. May was 8 lower at 4.97. Cattle were higher with box beef up at midday. April live was $1.15 higher at $195.10. June was up $1.07 at $191.40. March feeders were $4.35 higher at $272.30. And hogs ended the session mixed on spread trade and questions about demand. April lean was 27 cents lower at 87.40, and May lean on Monday was down 45 at 91.50. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Farming is not an easy life, and farm women can attest to that, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sure, men who farm face their share of challenges, but don't think for one minute that farm women are just along for the ride. That's evident from a study done by Florence Beacott, Hannah Budge, and Shoshana Inwood, published in the Journal of Agromedicine. Beacott heads the Ag Safety and Health Program at Penn State University and says feedback from farm women has been laced with a lot of tension and guilt.
There is the guilt of, why am I feeling this way? You know, I shouldn't feel sorry about myself. Or the guilt of, I feel I'm not doing enough for my children. And then also the sense of isolation where I feel alone. Like, surely it must just be me.
Beacott says feelings of isolation were also common. Her colleague, Hannah Budge, now lives in Scotland and is a rural sociologist. She says good communication can go a long way toward coping with life on the farm.
But I think something that's really important is having those kind of honest conversations in the family household, because the farm household and farm business is so intertwined and impacts so much in terms of the productivity and even the relationships within the farm household as well.
I'll have Budge and Beacott back tomorrow with more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Making dairy farms more efficient. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Michigan State University Extension is starting to help dairy farmers analyze management strategies to improve efficiencies. MSU's Chair for Dairy Management, Barry Bradford, tells Brownfield new on-farm research assessments will allow Extension to tailor its outreach efforts.
We think our biggest value comes at the end, where we can take herd management offloads, feeding software offloads, if that's appropriate, and sort of dig in and clean up the data as much as possible and do a little more advanced statistics.
He says the collaborations will help dairies test management questions and make modifications based on their farm's data. Bradford is also helping to oversee the university's $75 million Dairy Cattle Teaching and Research Center, which he says is getting closer to completion.
Most of the structure is now up. There's a bit of concrete left to be poured, but the vast majority of that is done, and we're starting to see equipment come in. I think there's a couple of robots sitting out at the site now in crates waiting to be installed.
He says highly pathogenic avian influenza will delay when the public will be invited to the center, but cows will likely be moved into the facility over the summer. Brownfield interviewed Bradford following the recent Great Lakes Regional Dairy Conference, where he provided updates on college projects. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower again Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was down 1 cent to 53.5 with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2 cents at 188, three sales there. Cheese barrels unchanged at 188 with five sales. Butter dropped 4.5 cents to 237 with two sales. Non-fat dry milk went down 1.5 cents at 122.5, two sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel. Today's forecast calls for sunshine at times and a high of 46. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a low of 33, scattered light rain likely around midnight. And Wednesday, 45, with scattered light showers ending by late morning. Wednesday night, partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 29. Thursday, 42, breezy and a bit cooler, with more clouds than sun. And Friday, up to 54, with a passing sprinkle possible. We've had some light rain overnight, all total in the last 24 hours or so, 2/100ths of an inch. So a little bit of light rain, a mist still happening this morning. Could be some slippery areas. We don't have any delays or anything like that in the area for the schools. But our temp has now fallen from a midnight reading of 40 to the current mark. It is 29 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, Tuesday, February 25th.
Hands that are strong
but wrinkled, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of the beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in her life. She's the foundation I lean on. My woman, my woman, my wife. Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress made of gingham. My woman, my woman, my wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died when the winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul, but my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've earned any here in this life, 'cause God, I believe she deserves it. My woman, my woman, my wife.
A stone cold classic there from Marty Robbins on WRCO Radio. We'll get Tony's take on weather. Once again, be careful driving. Another one of our commuters this morning saying that a couple of the side roads and even some of the main roads a little bit on the slip side this morning, just a few stretches here and there, but certainly it bears being a little bit more cautious today. So with your three on the tree, maybe put it back to second gear this morning, especially if you're headed on Black Bear Road. Here's C.W. McCall.
Me and RJ and the kids was on a camp out in the mountains, and we had us one of them U-Drive Marmy Jeep cars, which we'd rented from a fella by the name of Q Bosky for 30 bucks a day. Buy your gas along the way, take a rabbit's foot, and leave a pint of blood for a deposit. And he explained it all to us, how we were supposed to get to Telluride, which is 50 miles away by way of the regular highway. However, there was a shortcut, but unless we had drove the Black Bear Road before, we'd better be off to stay in bed and sleep late. Pay no attention to the guitar there. Well, we took up off on the highway, and we come upon a sign that says, Black Bear Road, you don't have to be crazy to drive this road, but it helps. I says, RJ, this must be the shortcut road Kuboski's talking about. She didn't pay no mind, because he was making peanut butter sandwiches for the kids in the back seat, throwing rocks and drinking Kool-Aid and playing count the license plates. But they wasn't having too much fun to count the license plate or cars, because there weren't no other cars.
We went about a mile and a half, about 4 hours, busted off the right front fender, tore a hole in the oil pan on a rock as big as a hall closet. Went over a bump, spilled the Kool-Aid, and Roy G. stuck his polo knife right through the convertible top, and the dog threw up all over the back seat. Peanut butter don't agree with me, see? So we had to stop, take off the top, and air everything out and clean it up. The dog ran off, and RJ says she felt her asthma coming on. I was sitting there wondering what to do, and the entire scenic San Juan, you drive an Army Jeep car, sank in the mud at 13,000 feet above sea level. Well, we shoveled it out and ate our lunch. Dog made a yellow hole in the snow, and Roy Jean got out his Instamatic and took a snapshot of it. Mary Elizabeth drew a picture of the road. It looked like a whole bunch of Z's and W's all strung together. And RJ took one look at it and said the only way that Jeep car is going down that road is over her dead body. Then a rock slipped off one of the wheel, and the U-Drive Marmy Jeep car went right over the edge of the cliff. Doggone it, Roy Jean. How many times do I have to explain it to you? When I tell you to put a rock under the wheel, I mean a rock. Now look at that, what you'd have there, no bigger than grapefruit.
Mel Tillis and the Statesiders stomping some grapes this morning on WRCO Radio. Well, that keeps them from spreading to be raisins. That's all I can say. Anyway, coming up next, we have an update from Tony Schumacher.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right, get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another nice early spring-like day out there. Not quite as warm as yesterday, of course, but still temperatures running a good 10 degrees above normal with lots of sun. There is a weather system, though, gathering out in the Dakotas. That'll slide across our region late tonight and early tomorrow. Should bring us a few rain showers. Right now, looks like mainly just wet roadways and sidewalks with temperatures a bit above freezing. But a little further north, there could be some freezing rain and central Wisconsin late tonight, even some wet snow accumulation across portions of the northern half of Wisconsin. Otherwise, later tomorrow into Thursday, we should dry off generally. Temperatures will be quite warm on Friday thanks to another storm system passing through the region. The center of that storm will go from northern Minnesota into Lake Superior, putting us in the warm sector. We could have temperatures soar up into the 50s, but also some strong howling winds out of the southwest turning to the west later in the day. They could be gusting over 35 miles an hour. Things will cool down for the weekend briefly before some more mild weather hits early next week. So today you can expect sunny to partly cloudy skies, high near 46, northwest wind 5 to 10 becoming westerly. Cloudy tonight with scattered light rain likely around midnight and after, low at 33. Tomorrow scattered light showers ending by late morning. Mostly cloudy and still warmer than normal with highs in the mid-40s, northwest wind around 10. Wednesday night partly to mostly cloudy, low 29. Thursday breezy and a bit cooler, more clouds and sun, small chance of flurries and sprinkles, high 42. Friday partly or mostly cloudy, windy and warmer, maybe a sprinkle, low 28 with a high of 54. Saturday partly sunny, high 33. Sunday mostly sunny, high 37. And Monday partly cloudy and warmer, high 49. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently 29 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 53. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain last night. The record high for February 25th, 62 in 1976. Record low, 24 below zero in 1967. Last year's high was 58, while the low was 33. Sunset will occur at 5:45 this afternoon. This morning's sunrise time, now less than an hour away at around 6:44. Right now, the air is calm. The barometer is at 29.66, up slightly. A trace of precipitation since the midnight hour, and we have cloudy skies, and we're at 29, the overnight low. Reports of some slippery roads out there today. There are no school announcements to pass along in the community today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the ABC News Update is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confusion in Washington over the email sent by Elon Musk to thousands of federal workers asking them to send a bullet point list of their job duties. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
The Office of Personnel Management told leaders of federal agencies their workers are not required to respond to Musk's email. The Justice Department, State Department, and